Welcome to We Hungry, the podcast where we give you our personal takes from local St. Louis restaurants on whether or not it's worth your time. We'll be covering several things about the restaurant, which will include things like their ambiance, service, the food itself, as well as the price, and then give you our personal take on the restaurant. My name's Kayla.
I'm Carson.
And on today's episode, we'll be talking about our dining experience at Shortleaf Brewing, or as you may have heard it, Petrichor in the past. So we went there at about 6:30 on a Saturday.
Was it a Saturday?
It was a Saturday. Like, you know, a week ago. Okay. It was very busy, but they were definitely, like, quick to see me, and, like, the bar service itself was super quick. Like, I asked for a drink, and then they went and got my drink. Like, it was nice and quick. Definitely attentive, like, when you went up there, it was a quick, like, response of, hey, I see you. Like, I'm coming to you to take care of you.
Yeah, but it wasn't super busy, was it? So
it wasn't as busy as like a Thursday night is with when they've got
their trivia
evening stuff going. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, it was moving all night long.
They did have that the time we went though. They did have some bar crawl event.
Mm-hmm.
I got pretty packed in there.
Yes,
towards the end.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was pretty good. There was not really any waitresses though or waiters that I noticed. So yeah. It's kind of like seat yourself or the whatever table or at the bar. They do have an outside patio, but I think it was a little too cold for us just outside. Well, it is nice outside though.
Yes, their outdoors is pretty nice. I definitely agree. It was too cold the day we went. Like it was still like in the 30s that day. It's not good yet.
Warm up.
So you definitely have to go to the bar to order all your food. Like even if you're outside, you have to go to the bar to order your food as well as your drinks, which I mean, it's a little more effort, but you're also not having, like, it's not necessarily as expected to pay a waitress for your tip. Like if you do, that's good for you. They would, I'm sure, appreciate it, but it's not necessarily like the same kind as you would expect with a normal bar or restaurant.
Was it like that last time? Because I remember we were sitting outside.
Oh yeah, no, it's been like that. They still bring it out to you. Like you have to tell them where you're at.
You gotta tell them where you're at when you order the food at the bar. They'll bring it out to you, which is nice.
Yes.
So
that's pretty cool. So it was definitely loud, but we were able to have our own conversation without having to actually yell at each other, mm-hmm. Which was nice. Because, like, I didn't feel like anyone was going to overhear my conversation, but also, like, I didn't have to scream it, you know, to someone across the table from me.
That's true.
They definitely had patrons of all ages. Yes. The most interesting example I had was I saw, like, a grandparent with their grandkid, and they were playing Guess Who, like, at one of the tables. Now, it was a table that was a little more off to the side, in more lighting.
Great game. Guess Who is a fantastic game.
Was that your, like, introduction to white people?
Guess Who? No, it was daycare.
Daycare? That's fair. Daycare, I'll do it real quick.
I cried a lot in daycare. Because it's the white people.
Yeah, the white people can be kind of awful. So a lot of the people that were there were mostly 30s plus for the most part.
Yeah.
I would definitely say, you know, maybe some younger kids come in. But definitely more like an adult feel.
Yeah, you're not going to get like college kids. You might get younger kids from like families, like you said. You know, there are quite a few families in there. That's probably due to the location it's at. It's kind of off the highway. What's it, Highway 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
64.
Into kind of like a neighborhood, Wing Haven. So it's the clientele of the location would justify a more family friendly type of audience.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes, definitely. They did not have any physical menus, so
I think that's because of COVID though.
Which is fair.
If I remember right, it used to be Llewellyn's.
Mm-hmm.
I know they had menus there.
Yeah.
And then when it became Petrichor, I thought they had menus.
So they don't necessarily have them out and about. They may have them behind the scenes. I didn't think to ask.
I think they did have them out.
Did they?
Like, when they first started.
And then they put them all away, maybe?
And then I think the pandemic hit, and then they put them all away.
Yeah.
And then I don't think they ever went back to it.
Which, honestly, you don't really need to, because they do have them on there. So they do have a TV screen in front of the bar that has the menu, like, on a rotation, including all the beers. And then they do have QR codes everywhere that you can pick up your menu from that as well. It's not great, but...
It's not very user-friendly.
You can also just look up on their website, which is what their QR code takes you to.
Well, even on the website, it's like...
It's like a slideshow.
Yeah. So, like, I didn't know. So, I just keep tapping and swiping up and not... I didn't know I had to wait and wait for the slide transactions.
Yeah, you gotta wait. You gotta wait for the transitions.
I want my food.
That's fair. You want to flip between pages or, you know, swipe quickly.
Yes. That's why we still have books for some reason.
Let's see. They had their TVs that they had on. They were playing a mixture of March Madness and the Blues game.
Yeah, but that's just this time of year. But yeah, yes. Usually I think in the past they've done some kind of sporting.
Some sort of sports ball usually will be on the TV.
Correct.
And they also had a whole like shelf full of board games that you can play.
Dude, I saw that this time. I didn't remember that. I don't remember they used to have that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely there, which is, I think, where the Guess Who came from.
I would bring Guess Who into the bar and play.
Okay, fair.
Guess Who's so good.
I don't know. Would you be good at describing people, though?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. I just played a game earlier. First question, cut off half the board. Is your person a male or female?
That's fair. That does knock it down quite a bit. Makes it much easier.
Yes.
So, like, you could go there with kids. You could go there with adults and play games, you know. Either very free options. I think they had, like, Candyland, like, your basic, like...
Yeah, and then, obviously, I think they had more adult-themed events. Like, they had, like... I think they had trivia on Thursdays. I don't know if they have other things.
I know there's a bingo.
A bingo night.
Because I've been there for a bingo night.
Okay.
Which was entertaining.
Seasoned folks.
I felt like an old lady. It was great.
Okay. You have your, marker stamp.
Yeah, they gave you, like, the stamp thingy that's just, like, filled with, I don't know, like, liquid marker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you just pop it down on there. Okay. It was great.
Okay.
Let's see. And then overall, my drink was filled fully each time, which was really nice. Like, almost to the point of spilling, but, like, right on that perfect balance that you can walk back to your table
and they weren't skimpy spill. On the drinks, yeah. I'll say that.
So, I got two different beers.
I don't remember what I got.
You got a gin and tonic.
I got a well to see how it goes. It was pretty good, despite being well. Did I get a beer?
I don't think you did. I think you just drank the gin and tonic.
Is that the gin? I don't remember.
You, like, sipped it the whole time we were there.
I'm trying to be not wasted and drunk.
Yeah, which is fair.
You know, we're here to...
I was a little tipsy by the time I finished those beers.
Didn't you have, like, three?
Did I have three? I don't remember anymore.
Okay.
It's been a week, okay? I've drank more since then.
Yeah, okay. Oh, they were out of the seltzer and the Braum beer when we were there.
They didn't have the seltzer. They didn't have the Braum beer. I don't think they carry the Kolsch anymore, which is my favorite.
No, they do. I thought they do carry the Kolsch.
I looked at the menu, though, and it's not even on there. So I'm a little disappointed.
Was it on tap?
In the past, yes. So I wonder if maybe it was seasonal.
Was it on tap and they just didn't put it on the menu? Like, a bunch of places do.
That's fair. That's a possibility. Okay. But it used to be, though, because it's called Get Swifty. Because I always wanted to pronounce it Swifty.
Get Swifty.
Exactly. For that exact reason. And, yeah, but overall, I mean, that part was all good.
Okay.
The bathrooms were clean as well.
Yes. So. They are there. Yes, I did not disgusted by it.
Yeah, so. There you go. He was not disgusted by it.
Well, you know how it is, and then I can't imagine you, like, girls, like, you know, you girls, ugh, I don't want to look at it. I know how bad, like, men's are.
Women's, I don't know, it just depends on the day, I feel like.
It should not matter on the day.
Well, and, okay, but I was at the grocery store the other day, and I went in the women's bathroom, and I was like, ooh, that needs some help. So, like, after I left the women's bathroom, I found someone, I was like, hey, the women's bathroom needs help in that first stall, please go take care of it.
Yeah,
and they're like, okay, I'll call maintenance. I don't think maintenance ever got called, but that's on them, not me, at that point.
I don't want to talk about bathrooms.
Okay,
next.
All right. So, There is a quick overview of the ambiance itself. Very welcoming, friendly. Like, I feel very comfortable when I'm in there.
It's pretty modern. I mean, it's kind of like on this weird little strip, mini strip mall in the middle of Winghaven.
Yeah, so you might literally get a parking spot in front of it.
There are parking in the back by the other townhomes and apartments.
Yeah, you're not even walking a block to get to this place.
No, I think that's nice, though.
Yes.
We need more of those.
Yes.
In neighborhoods.
Yes.
Like right outside my neighborhood.
Yeah. Except you'd never go anywhere else.
It doesn't matter. I just go there at home.
Right, exactly. You would live there.
I'm okay with that.
Maybe not the rest of us, because then I'd have to drive there all the time.
Well, then you guys need one out here, too.
Rotate back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying that there should be one, like, at every neighborhood entrance.
That would be a cool idea. Just that you would actually have a neighborhood bar, like they do in the TV shows, where everyone goes to the neighborhood bar.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be nice.
There we go. Next project.
One thing here. Oh, the lighting there was kind of more on the dim side.
Yes. Yes, it is more dim.
I think they had plenty of lighting. It was just dim.
Yes. I agree with that. It's a bar. It's not a restaurant.
It's a restaurant. It's a little bit of bowl. They serve food. I mean, like,
you could see the brewing, like, stuff in the front window.
Well, yes. It's more a brewery but I think it technically is considered a restaurant because they serve food.
That's fair. And it's not just, like, snacks. It's actual food.
Is there a bar that only serves snacks?
I mean, there's bars that don't really do food.
But that's a full bar, but like, I don't think there's a bar that just says snacks.
Well, I mean, they're probably like pretzels, so that you drink more beer. Or like just apps, basically.
I don't know. I know back in the day, there were some. I just don't remember it now these days.
No, because
bar that like, it's only serves snacks.
I think you make more money probably off the food than you do the booze.
I don't know. There is something. I can't remember what it is. You make one more than the other. And I can't remember what it is. Yeah. I want to say it was the booze, but I don't know.
Hmm. We'll investigate that for the future.
Because you can always drink more beer.
That's true. I don't know. Some people, though. Some people can always eat more food.
That's true. I do like food.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So, I think that moves us towards the food. There's not really much in the way of service at this restaurant. Bar, whatever. Since you have to get up and, you know, go up to people and...
So there's not any service. Okay, yes. I had this on my notes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What do we do? How do you tip?
I mean, I feel like you still...
You tip normally, like at a normal bar? You just pay for the drinks that you get and then...
I feel like that's how it should be.
So you don't tip on the food?
I mean, I tip on everything, but I'm a real nice tipper.
Yeah, I understand, because I'm like that too, but then, like, it brings up the question, like,
what's the expectation?
What do you do? Like, usually when you have a waitress or a waiter, you know, you would tip them. And that's your tip on the food / ish drinks.
Okay, so I would say if you're trying to do this the most perfectly, then you need to have cash on you. And then you physically tip cash for each of your drinks. Cool. And you physically have to tip for the person that brings out the food, too.
But is it really that much work? Is it really worth tipping to bring out food? They're not even paying our drinks. They're not filling
anything out. And they probably don't get bar pay either. They're probably making an actual, like, pay.
Maybe.
But it also depends on if they split tips.
But they're not waiter and waitresses. So they're not making that minimum wage of...
Yeah. Of nothing? Yeah.
So are they just paid, like, bartenders then?
I don't know. And are the bartenders paid? Like a normal wage? Or are they getting the tiny baby wage?
No, bartenders have their own wage.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. How does bartenders
pay? I don't know.
We need
to learn more.
Yeah, think about this. I don't think they count as waiter or waitresses, but I can see them like...
Right. Well, what happens if you don't...
Lower wage.
Yeah, if you don't tip your...
tips.
Yeah, if you don't tip your bartender, they're not going to make you good drinks. Is that the only thing we learn from that? Or?
No, well, no. Okay. We're tipping them regardless.
Yes.
Does that change whether they make you good drinks?
It can.
No, it does not.
Okay, not so much if you're just pouring a beer.
If you're pretty, yes.
Fair.
That's about it. It doesn't matter whether you're single, rich, tip a lot, not tip a lot, doesn't matter. It's usually like their go-to. Or if they know you and they like you.
Yeah.
It's usually how it is. Okay.
I did get recognized because I've been there before. No, I think it was in a good way because it's been a while since I've been there. And the one bartender lady, she actually did recognize. She's me like, wait, where are you? I just saw you as we were about to walk out the door.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we've been here for like 2.5 hours. It's time to go home.
Yeah, it's time to go home after that. I agree. Okay. No, yeah, that's good. Yeah, so if you're more regular, they can do kind of pick you up, which is nice.
Yeah. Now, granted, when I go by myself, like I sit at the bar, I usually go at weird times, so no one's there. So then the people actually talk to me too.
You have some rough days if you go there by yourself.
I did have some rough days. Thank you very much.
Stop by on the way home.
You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, grab. I used to do that at my old place. It was literally a bar right outside my apartment.
Yeah.
And I get noticed quite a bit. Quite a bit. So you here? Yeah, another rough day. This is your third rough day of the week. It's a rough week. It's a rough
week. Talk to me again on Sunday.
I'll see you Sunday.
All right, so I think it's time we go ahead and move on towards the food.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So we may have ordered a lot of food.
This is how I tip. Okay, so that was an example of how I want to order. I want us to order food.
Yes. No, it was smart because we got to try a whole bunch of different things, correct, including things that we had never had before.
Yes,
there were a few things, and it was really good, and we were able to kind of play with the menu items.
Yeah,
and they were
so
very amenable to that.
You want to tell them what you ordered?
Yes. So my main dish.
We all share this.
Yes. So we all kind of shared a little bit of everything. So I had the gochujang chicken, which is a Korean spice. For those that don't know. Overall, it was definitely like a smothered in the gochujang sauce, and
was it fried? Was it a fried chicken sandwich? I can't remember.
I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was. And so like, and it's on a bun, and I mean there was lettuce, tomato. I think it had coleslaw, so it was like a normal like chicken burger kind of thing, but also had coleslaw. So the coleslaw was nice because it cut down on
pickles.
The probably had pickles.
I don't remember.
It was delicious, and I had a little too much to drink.
You had one beer.
I had two. Maybe three. We don't remember.
Three? Okay, fine.
I need to write down which beers I have, though.
That's why the practice.
Anyway, this is exactly why we practice. So, but the gochujang burger was really, or chicken, I keep saying burger. Anyway, chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich.
It was really good. So the spiciness, it's not a heat, it is hot, but nice. It's got a flavorful heat. So it's the kind where, like, you take a bite, you do get that heat, but you also get that rush of flavor from it, too. That's really, really good, and that's cool. The kind of heat I like to have, is heat for taste, not for heat for heat's sake, because that's just not nearly as fun to eat.
Yeah, heat for heat was not good. I know we had fused chicken sandwiches. It was all heat.
Yeah.
Not good. Well, that's what you get for Korean food.
Yeah.
Korean paste.
They do. They do and know what they're doing.
It's more about flavor than something.
Yes. So, I would. That's a good dish. I just got it with the fries. Fries are good on their own or with some ketchup or barbecue sauce, whatever your preference is.
Wasn't it? It was more fresh. It's like from potato cut.
And yes.
They had the skin on it.
They definitely still had the skin on the potatoes.
Square cut, more frozen.
Yeah, like potato. They felt like someone had actually cut them in the back. So not that they had just come out of a bag kind of fries, but like someone spent the morning cutting up a bunch of fries. Like it's a prep work kind of thing.
That's what the nude people do in the kitchen.
The nude people?
No, the nude people.
New people. It's like, why are there nude people in the kitchen?
You never want to cook nude.
No, that's a horrible decision.
It's bad. Talk from me from experience. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
It's not. Unless you're baking, and then when you open the oven, you get a little warm.
You do get a little warm from that, but that's baking. Yes. That's not cooking.
Oh, I don't cook. Yeah. What else did you have? Yeah. Didn't you have the...
So we also ordered...
You had the shrimp and the cauliflower.
Yes. Too, right? Yes. So they had a corkscrew shrimp, which was just like lightly fried shrimp.
It was lightly fried.
It was definitely lightly fried.
I kind of wish it was a little more crunchy, a little more fried. I think, how do I want to describe this? I want to say it's more fried.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid if you fry it too much, then it gets too fried chicken-esque.
Right, and then you dry out the shrimp correct. Inside.
So it needed to be like, I'm trying to remember how.
It needed like another like 10 to 30 seconds.
Yeah.
More than the fryer.
It was like that nice lightness of it. Yes. Fluffy. I wanted that crunch.
Yeah.
Which I did not get. So that was, other than that, that was my only disappointing thing.
They're still good.
Yes, they were still
good. Hey, they're still good shrimp. So like the shrimp itself crunched, but not the breading.
Yes.
That's how I would describe them.
Yes.
So they gave us the choice of a sweet sauce or a spicy sauce with it. I went for the spicy because that's more fun. And
it was not spicy.
It wasn't very spicy.
It was more of a sweet and sour sauce than a spicy sauce. But
yes. So it had a little bit of kick to it, but not like a lot.
It's like a slightly milder version of the sweet and sour sauce at McDonald's.
That's fair.
That's how I would describe it.
That's fair. I'll respect that. So then we also got the breaded
cauliflower
bites. Those were very tasty. You got like big old chunks of cauliflower.
Oh yeah, you got like big chunks. And this one was more, it was fried more like okra. Like
yes. Okra. Yes, it was. It was really
like
good.
That. You get that weird, that nice, I don't call it like more like packed breading than versus like you get from like fried chicken.
Yeah.
Or country fried steak type of fried.
Yeah, like it definitely all like, it was together in one piece.
Yes.
Like even if you bit into it, like it stayed where it was. It wasn't like falling off it, as those sometimes do, or like you have onion rings and then you just have onions sticking out of it.
Oh, we haven't gotten to an onion ring.
We haven't, and we need to.
I'm scared.
In the future.
It's so hard. And like, you don't think it's that easy. It's like, it should be that hard or that difficult, but it is.
Well, okay, but with onion rings, like, people, I don't know if people are trying to keep skate on it, so they're just paying for the flour itself and then not having to pay much for the onions. But just give me a good thick onion ring that's got the onion in it.
The ones I've had are like the breading and the frying sucks.
Yeah.
All the onion's still in it. Yeah. I mean, obviously there has been cases where it is empty and I'm like, where'd the onion go?
Definitely have that. Or, okay, but when you get the onion and it's like this little like shriveled up piece of nothing on the inside, I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's not an onion ring. You gave me a bread ring.
That is true. I think at that point, I think they might have cooked it too long.
Probably, yeah.
So it kind of just dissolves away. Yeah.
I don't think I've had a good quality onion ring in a long while.
Nothing comes to mind
recently,
but to be fair, I haven't ordered onion rings recently either.
That's okay. We'll put it on the search.
It's hard. So disappointing, though.
Well, yeah. It is disappointing.
It's a very... It's
but
like,
we now have the search for the onion ring. And we will investigate and review into the future.
Okay, if listeners have recommendations for good onion ring places, please comment below.
Yes, because we need to know so that we can try them out and see if their quality holds up over time.
Over time? Like going back?
Any given day.
Are we going to do the after? Like bring it home, refrigerate it, and then do it like
a No, we're not doing that. No. I mean, like...
That's how you know it's
like
it's
good. I mean, that's not wrong. But like...
It's like cold pizza.
I mean, cold pizzas are good, too.
No, but there's some pizzas that are not good cold.
That's fair.
But it should be.
That's fair. I'll give you that. Anyway, so back to cauliflower.
Yes, sorry.
From onions. But yeah, so they had a good size ratio of the ingredients to it.
It did have, I think the bread had like a nice little, like a nice peppery kick or spicy
there was,
to it.
Yeah, there was definitely something to it. And then they had like a...
It's like a spicy mayo.
Mustard, mayo.
Spicy ranch. I can't remember.
It was an orange color. There's definitely a spice to it.
Yeah. It was kind of like a spicy mayo or spicy ranch type of dipping sauce to it, which I think went pretty well.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. It was not overpowering. Like, not that cauliflower is a lot of flavor, but like I still got...
I actually do not like cauliflower.
That's fine.
But like when you fry it, I mean, to be fair, like... What's a bad thing that you fry? Like,
nothing.
Nothing.
If they make fried Oreos now. Like.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had fried.
Yeah. They make everything fried if they can. Don't they do fried butter ice cream?
Yeah, they do
too?
Fried ice cream, fried butter.
Which I don't understand the fried ice cream very much, but
I don't know how you do it.
Like, I feel like you just lose so much.
Yeah, but they...
So that's kind of a, like, my brain doesn't understand that.
Yeah, we'll have to watch some YouTube videos. Because I don't understand what's in there. It's like having dry water.
Yeah, exactly that. So, but all of it, like, came out looking pretty and tasty.
Yes. Everything comes out in a tray.
Yes.
A little schoolyard tray. And
yeah.
I think it's pretty neat.
Little, I think it's wax paper kind of thing.
Yeah, whatever. I think it's neat.
So, it makes cleanup easy, obviously.
And yes.
It makes it real easy for them to bring out stuff because they don't have six different shapes of plates. It's, you have a bunch of rectangles, and then you bring the rectangle out to the table.
Yep.
And you're done.
Pretty much. So. That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had... What did I have? I had a few things.
I've got pot stickers, chicken tenders.
Let's do pot stickers. So they had pot stickers on the app. I got mostly all appetizers.
You got all appetizers.
Because I want to try a variety of things. So we had the pot stickers, and they come in six pieces. The order comes in six pieces. And the pot stickers were more fried, but this one wasn't like a... wasn't deep fried. It wasn't like a fried chicken fried. It wasn't like the shrimp or the cauliflower. It was, how do you want to describe it?
More like a pan fried.
Yeah, it was more pan fried. It was a lot harder, and it wasn't stir fried.
Yeah. That's stir-fried. No, I definitely remember, like, from our conversation at the time, you said it was more like a traditional cook.
Yes.
Of a pot sticker.
Because, like, basically it's the same shape, but it's all hardened.
Yeah.
As if it was fried. You don't get the breading. You don't get all these extra special things to it.
Yeah.
Which is how it's how it should be.
Yeah. And they were well filled. Like, they were all good size.
Oh, yeah. It was pork, I believe, right?
Yes.
Pork and onions. I can't remember. Which is, that's good. I like that. More traditional.
But yeah, that was good. They were covered with a soy sauce, and then...
Yeah, I think it came... So they had a little dipping sauce to it. I think it's the same sauce that they drizzled it in. To me, it was more like a teriyaki sauce.
Okay.
It wasn't more soy... It wasn't this. It wasn't soy
It definitely sauce. Had a sweet to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that sauce... So I call it a teriyaki sauce, but it was more on the sweet side than salty. And I like my teriyaki sauce salty. More salty than sweet, let's say that. Not 100%. Did have a bad incident where I just made soy sauce teriyaki. It was just salty as hell.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, I was not happy.
Just add more water, right? Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, but like I was already feeding it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, Carson, what did you make? I'm like, yeah, let me take this back, guys.
Made some salt sauce.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oof.
It was not good.
Yikes.
I don't know what I did, or maybe we just didn't have enough sugar today.
Maybe.
Whatever. I can't remember what it was. It was not good.
Did you think the salt was sugar, or did you think you were doing something smart?
I thought I was... Oh, no. I know what I did. I was being lazy.
Oh, okay.
I was being lazy. Fair. I was like, oh, I don't need all this, or whatever. And I threw stuff together, and I didn't measure it out as much as I should have. And like, yeah, I'm going to add some water and reboil this. And it tastes a lot better afterwards. But it was... it's just like drinking salt. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's gross. Not good. So we got chicken tenders.
Yes. And I'm on this weird... I'm trying to be somewhat healthy. And I got them... So I got them non-breaded.
Yeah.
Man, they were freaking good.
They were really good.
They were, like, so, surprisingly good.
So, like, when I thought chicken tenders, you know, my brain goes to, like, the, like, super breaded, like, thick old pieces of chicken tenders.
Yeah, like Raising Cane's or...
Yeah. Popeye, so that's where my brain goes. Yeah. These were, like, the most delightful idea of chicken tenders I've ever seen.
So juicy.
Yeah, like, they were still juicy. They had all their flavor.
It's like
they were
the one that
correctly.
It's like the chicken tenders you get, like, from the big bag from, like, Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Where, like, they say it's breaded, but it actually ain't.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like that, but actually done well.
Yes. Like, there was a good flavor profile to the actual breading itself.
It was good seasoned nicely as well. I enjoy that.
Which I do recommend if you go and you want the chicken tenders, this is actually a great idea just to get them not breaded.
Yeah, but it's not grilled.
It's not grilled.
It's like this light fried layer.
They're definitely still like breaded on with something.
Yeah.
I think it's still
the, I don't know, maybe it's just.
It's like a base layer rather than the thick layer.
Is it just eggs?
Yeah. It could be.
The flour is the breading.
Yeah.
If you just take out the breading.
So just egg, maybe?
Does an egg wash on it?
I mean, egg and chicken would be delicious.
Egg is always delicious.
But it was really, really good. We were very surprised.
Yeah.
Like how they came out and how they looked and tasted.
They were good size too. Yeah. Big cheese, big chunks.
Yeah.
They did come in 6 pieces as well, like the Plastickers, mm-hmm. which was still fine.
Yeah.
Like I said, they were very juicy and succulent, yes. Light.
Fresh is the word I came up with at the time. They felt very fresh, like feel fresh taste.
It was good. That was my secret favorite of the night. I'll say that.
Yeah. And then you also got the Gochujang wings.
Yes. Yeah, so the last things I got were wings. And I got them tossed in gochujang sauce. I think they had honey barbecue, buffalo, and a few other choices. I can't remember mm-hmm. what they had. They were good. Nicely deep fried. It wasn't dry. Good sized pieces too.
Yes.
They weren't too big, but they weren't small.
Yeah. So not your like standard like restaurant wings. Like this was like they thought about it and picked
the better. I think the size were comparable to Cyberg's. They got some pretty big wings.
That's fair. Yeah, they do.
And then this one came in 10 pieces instead of 6 like the other two. Kayla's gochujang chicken sandwich is pretty much tastes the same, but in wing form. It's spicy with lots of flavors, but you know it's not too spicy where it's just all heat. It's not super deep fried like fried chicken, but it's just crispy enough where it's crunchy and all that. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and they dress it up with some green onions and scallions and sesame seeds.
And I saw one of those. Definitely very good. Like. The chicken was like, you bite into it, you still get that juice coming out of it. But it was obviously, you know, fully cooked and everything. It was definitely like worth a shot. And I didn't even know you could do that. So it was one of the other experiments he did because he didn't like any of the other choices. So he was like, oh, can I get the gochujang sauce? And they went, okay, sure. And just made it happen.
Oh, so good. But yeah, so good.
It is really good. Which if you haven't experimented with that in your own cooking at home, I highly recommend it.
Korean food is really good.
Koreans know what they're doing. I gotta say.
I love Korean food. I love Japanese food. Those are probably my two favorite foods.
So we'll end up at like Wudang at some point and some of those other places.
Oh yeah, we're just starting.
Because they are absolutely worth it to know.
We're just starting. But those places are a little further out from where we are in the St. Louis area.
Yeah.
They're more into St. Louis.
Yeah. But we'll get there. We got plenty of time.
Oh, we got. Yeah, we do. We gotta make a list.
But yeah. So all of the food we had was really good. The only, I think, negative thoughts we have was on the shrimp. Was just for it to be cooked just a little bit longer to give it more of a crunch on the flavor.
And their beer selection.
And their beer selection for a Saturday night to be out of a ton of stuff was kind of lame. Because usually on a Saturday night.
Yeah, at 6:30.
At 6:30, like you want what you want.
It's like me going out in college to a college bar. They said they're out of vodka on before midnight.
Right. No, figure it out. Make sure you get vodka. Like, make sure you have your beers on tap that you're going to have. Or don't advertise them. It's kind of how I would look at that.
I don't know if they're going to change their menu.
They're not going to change their menu. They cross out each thing that they don't have on the TV menu and on the online menu. But, like, I don't want to have to go in and necessarily be like, oh, my favorite beer's not here. How about this other beer? Oh, that's not here either. Okay, how about this instead?
Have you had their mixed drinks?
I've had... Not yet, had. No.
That's maybe something that we need to try sometime.
So that's definitely something we'll experiment with.
Okay.
And give it more practice to see how we feel about it. But yeah, no. Food itself.
Very enjoyable. Presentation was good. I liked each one. The taste was really good. I think the price on each one... was very decent. Reasonable. Yeah. I think my bill came out to like $44.
And I think mine was about $50, but I had more than one beer.
Yeah, I had more than one food.
Yeah. Yes. We had multiple appetizers or, you know, plus our meal.
Yeah, so how I looked at it was, if this was pre-pandemic, I think it was a little on the pricier side.
Yeah.
But nowadays, on April...
First?
April 1st or
March, or second?
20, March 2022.
Yeah.
With the inflation rates. I think it's way more reasonable than what it used to be. I don't think they raised their prices.
I don't think they have either.
During this whole inflation issue.
Yeah. which was nice. I appreciate.
Yeah. So I liked it. It was good.
I do know that they have expanded down to Camdenton. So if you are listening out that way, you can go give them a shot and see how they're doing down there and let us know.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Yeah.
I guess that's because they used to be Petrichor. And I think when Camden bought them out, they changed their name to Shortleaf.
Yeah. So what I like was reading on their website and stuff is it's like a thing of brothers is the whole owner situation. And so one of the brother lives down there. So he's going to manage that location while the other two are up here. And I think most of their brewing is supposed to move down to that location. And I know there's a lot of great breweries and different places down there for alcohol. There's some distilleries that are all good down there. So if you're down there, definitely go check them out. And so I believe I don't know where the name Petrichor came from to begin with.
I did not know. But I thought it was a cool name, though.
I think it's a cool name. It is, if you've got any Doctor Who fans out there, you might remember that it is the smell of the earth when it rains. So basically it's that earthy smell you get when it's raining outside. And then they change it to Shortleaf for the shortleaf pine that is native to Missouri. So I believe that's where they get it from. I think they're just trying to tie the whole Missouri thing together, which, more power to them. It was still busy. So obviously the name change didn't really affect their business at all, which good for them. Because that can definitely go both ways with people when they change things up.
Yeah, I'm glad the name was the only thing that changed. Like nothing, like the food, drinks, the people didn't really change.
Yeah.
That was a good thing. Because usually when you have a name change like that, it's usually part of a more drastic change there. So, okay.
Yeah, definitely. Overall, I'll be back. Even with the shortfalls that occurred.
Oh, I'll definitely be back. I don't think these shortfalls, I mean, obviously, you know, these shortfalls are not very bad or detrimental to the overall quality of the place.
No, definitely not.
The parking couldn't be better, but obviously
they can't really do anything about that. They can't
do anything about that.
Yeah. It is the downfall of it being in a neighborhood, is it's also in a neighborhood.
Well,
then you're potentially parking.
I mean, like you could, it's how that neighborhood's laid out.
Yeah.
Like you could easily do it on the, like you know how like clubhouses, like neighborhoods have clubhouses right on the outside. Like they could have done something like that. Yeah. And then you would have plenty of parking.
Yeah.
It's just like this weird, random 1,000-foot strip mall.
Yeah. It feels like a baby town square.
Way baby town square.
Like, I think they've got a library on the opposite side. There's, like, three businesses right next, or not next door, but, like, in the next, quote, block. Because it's not even a whole block, like, that whole thing. And then I think there's the Arivac places over there, too. And they have an office, but there's just not a whole lot right there. But it's a nifty idea.
It is pretty good.
Yeah. So I will definitely be back. Given a rating on 0 to 10, correct? Or did we go 20? No, it's 10. No, we did
0
we
to 10, but you need to do half scores.
With halves.
What did we do last time? Oh, Thai Kitchen.
Yeah, Thai Kitchen.
Yeah, what did we get that, 8?
Yeah, Thai Kitchen was up there.
I think we ate that 8.5. I think it was 8.
I went 8.5, you went 8.
Okay, so if we go by that, I got to think about this.
I mean, Petrichor is pretty damn good. / Shortleaf.
I'm going to go with 8 for different reasons than we did for Thai Kitchen.
Yeah, no, they're definitely very different reasons.
I like it because the atmosphere is a huge thing.
Yeah.
The whole bar thing, drinks were good, despite not having seltzers this one time. And the food is good at a reasonable price, I think.
Yeah.
And that's why I choose an 8.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that as well, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's good. I don't know, maybe an 8.5.
We'll find an 8.5 for you, and then you'll compare. Be like, is this really?
Yeah. I mean, I could go to Thai Kitchen any day. I can go to Petrichor / Shortleaf any day.
Yes.
And I will be just as happy. Yes. Either way. Yes. So I guess, yeah, technically I would rate them the same.
Yeah, but different. Yeah.
But different, for different reasons, different. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and call them 8.5, and then that's the show, I think.
Okay. No, that's fine. What was our outro?
So if you, I can't read this anymore.
Oh my God. It's, this is like 130%. How can you not read?
Sorry. No, I just lost my place. Wow. Reading is hard. Okay.
Reading is not that hard.
Yes, it is.
What's not?
You have to, yes.
You're just blind.
Well, that's part of why it's hard. If you've been to Petrichor or Shortleaf, please let us know your thoughts on our Twitter or Instagram or comments below, or whatever else you guys might use, that we could possibly share on the next pod. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for listening. Join us next week because we're hungry.